This is the place called Mahaprabhu Baitak. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down here on the bank of Sham Kund. Last night we were reading how then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Arista Gram, the village of this village where this demon was killed. He immediately started asking, "Yes, have you seen Radhakund? Where is Shyamkund?" But in fact, no one knew. All these places of Krishna's pastimes were forgotten, covered by the forest and dust and the land. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is abhigya. He's omniscient, he knows everything. He's Krishna himself. And he's asking everyone. He's Krishna and he's asking everyone, do you know Radhakund? Do you know Shyamkund? He's acting as someone in ignorance. We don't have to do that act. We are naturally ignorant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to act as an ignorant person. He knows everything, but somehow he's trying to act like he doesn't know. Like sometimes we don't know, but we try to put on act that we really know. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place, this was a paddy field. But in the middle of the field, there are names also. Someone who has a book, there are names of these fields also. Is it there? You can find, if you find names, there are some names of these fields. Shaman, some name like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking bath here, religiously chanting mantras, and he was in all ecstasy, and people were watching and wondering, why is he in the middle of the field here? This is not any sacred river, this is not any sacred pond. Why is he taking bath like this? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disclosed the fact that this is Radhakund and this is Shyamkund. So Goswamis had come earlier and they had discovered so many pastime places. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came over to Vrindavan. He was always very anxious. We know from Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always very, very anxious to come to Vrindavan. And every time he made an attempt, someone made some other attempt to keep him wherever he was. But his heart was in Vrindavan. So one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did come and he went all over Vrindavan, embracing the trees and giving association for deers and cows around him. He's Krishna himself. So he comes here and he discovers this Radhakund and Shyamkund and glorifies Vrindavan, reveals Vrindavan. Vrindavan is as worshipable as Krishna himself. Like we worship Radhakund and Radha. Similarly, we worship Krishna and his bond. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanaya Tad Dhama Vrindavanam. Brajesh Tanaya Aradhya. We worship Krishna and Tad Dhama Vrindavanam. His Vrindavan Dhamma also we worship. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. We worship the dhamma of the Lord is not different from the Lord. The name of the Lord is not different from the Lord. Someone like Radharani especially is not different from the Lord. So by worshipping name, worshipping dham, worshipping Radha, we get Krishna. They are not different. And then he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, strongly recommended worship like that of gopis. He said that is the topmost worship. Ramya kachid upasana vadhuvargena ya kalpita. Vadhuvarg means gopis. Ramya kachid upasana. Their upasana, their worship is the topmost worship. The way they worship Krishna. So what philosophy did gopis knew? They knew only two things. Gopis only knew two things. Who knows what are those two things? Which are they? Two things. You don't know two things. Not hundreds of things, but two things. Virginia? Veerbhadra?
Krishna.
Huh?
Krishna is name. Krishna. Radha Krishna.
I'm looking for some other answer. Which is?
Pleasure of Krishna.
Huh?
Pleasure of Krishna.
No. Their philosophy. Right. Their philosophy was very simple. They knew two things. Always remember Krishna is one thing they knew. And never forget Krishna was the other thing that they knew. And there's a verse that says that these two principles are servants of all other principles. There are so many principles of devotional service. So these two are servants of all other principles. So gopis only knew remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. They didn't know anything beyond that. They never cared to know anything beyond that. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy also. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam and declared Srimad Bhagavatam as Amal Puran, spotless Puran. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prema Pumartho Mahan. Prema Pumartho, Purushartha, the goal of life of a human being is to attain prema. This is considered pancham purushartha. This is beyond this artha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Generally these four things, religiosity and economic development, sense gratification and ultimately liberation, these are considered four things that you must try to attain, aspire. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes beyond that. He says, Prema Pumartho Mahan. There's substance in your life only if you attain prema, love of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Idam Tatradaro Na Paraha. So this is the basic philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In brief, he says, worship Krishna and worship of his dham is as good as, or it's like worshipping Krishna. Then the way gopis worshipped Krishna, that is the topmost. And the Srimad Bhagavatam has the topmost authority, spotless authority or Puran, and the prema as a goal of life. So these are some of the essential aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. So 500 years have passed, and by the grace of the unbroken chain of spiritual masters and disciples, evam parampara praptam, we are able to get the same thing. Acharyas have very carefully, very vigilantly kept everything intact, tried to keep it in pure form, and it is now being presented to us. So no mundane religiosity which is to be given up. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braj. So we're sitting here at the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Several places in Braj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and performed Harinam. In Vrindavan also, Vrindavan town, there's a place called Imlitala. There's a tamarind tree on the bank of Jamuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit down and perform bhajan. In our Krishna Balaram temple, there's a huge painting made by Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu. He shows Imlitala and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting down. There's also one painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking bath, if you remember. Painting. And that is here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking bath at Radhakund Shyamkund. And there's another painting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the trees and bushes and birds and deer and cows. So like that he has made 3-4 paintings depicting the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to sit at a Krur Ghat. Whenever there are too many people around him in Vrindavan, in Mathura area, he would go and sit at a Krur Ghat. So there are some places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit, not many known to the present day population. So out of those few places, this is one place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, sat down. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sitting place is out of this world. It is not part of this world.
Govardhan Parikrama, Manasi Ganga.
Hare Krishna.
Best of the 10th.
Dada Parikrama start from this point. This is Manasi Ganga. Ganga Maya Ki.
Yes.
What you see in the middle, that is part of the Govardhan hill. So one story is that once upon a time, Vrajavasis headed by Nanda Maharaja Yashoda, they were desiring to go to Ganga to take a holy bath. Lord Krishna did not like the proposal of Vrajavasis leaving Vrajadham to go to Ganga to take bath. He said, I will bring Ganga here. The Lord, from his mind, just by his desire, Ganga manifested in Brajamando. And this is the Ganga. Ganga Mayaki. So all the Brajavasis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they all took bath here. And they are all satisfied. So Lord Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan, and the residents of Vrindavan also are strongly recommended not to leave Vrindavan. Somehow he's keeping them here and keeping them fully satisfied. Later on we'll be hearing the stories how, at another time, briefly I could mention, the Vrajavasis
they wanted to go on pilgrimage, wanted to go Badri Kashram, to Kedarnath. And Lord said, just follow me. And he took them around and showed Badrinath and Kedarnath, which is part of Brajamandal area. So these are some of the proofs as we see Ganga here. Other day we saw other holy places, Jagannath Mandir. We'll be seeing Badri Kashram, Kedarnath, how Brajamandal is origin of all the holy places, all the holy rivers. Another time, Brajabasi is headed by Nanda Maharaj. They're getting ready for worship of Indra. And Lord Krishna said, that's not necessary. Let us use all this paraphernalia to worship Govardhan. And as Krishna advised, they all use all those ingredients to worship Govardhan. As a result, Indra became very angry and he wanted to take revenge, so he sent all kinds of clouds, including some clouds called Samvarta clouds, and it was raining very heavily like cats and dogs, and whole Vrindavan area was flooded. Residents climbed up the rooftop, but water also reached that level, so they somehow managed reaching Krishna and they're praying for protection. So Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. As one common umbrella for all the residents, not only humans but also cows, took shelter under this one big umbrella in the form of Govardhan Hill. So Govardhan that way is very much blessed as it has been lifted and touched by Lord Krishna. So you don't have to go on any other holy places, you don't have to go to any other sacred rivers, you don't have to worship demigods, but somehow Lord Krishna has kept himself in the center and everyone is happy with Krishna, no need of any other holy places or holy rivers or worshipable deities. Krishna is enough. Govardhan Hill is enough. Govardhan is also Krishna. So that is the Brajabasi spirit. In other words, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam. Give up all varieties of religion. Forget everything else. Mamekam. Ekam. Me alone. So that is Krishna's position. He is supreme. He is Adi Purush. So, Tamaham Bhajami, I worship Govinda. That is why I worship Govinda. As we get knowledge, we worship Govinda. From here we go to a temple. We will not talk there. Just behind us, the Haridev Mandir. The deity was installed by great grandson of Krishna, Vajranav. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did visit this temple at darshan of this deity. So we'll go there, take darshan, and on way back to Parikrama path. Yeah, one more little thing. What do you see across here? There's Shakaleshwar Mahadev Mandir and Sanatan Goswami used to do his bhajan there. But one time there were lots of mosquitoes. So he decided to leave this area because he was being harassed. So then Lord Shiva appeared in the dream and he said, "How could you leave me alone here? I want your association, please stay on." "But how could I stay? Lots of mosquitoes." He said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of the mosquitoes. I will drive them all away." So then all the mosquitoes left and Sanatan Goswami stayed on to give association to Lord Shiva. And now there are no mosquitoes. Even to this day, there's a claim that there are no mosquitoes there. So that's Chakleshwar Mahadev. Go to Sri Haridev. We are sitting on the bank of Govindakund. Delhi ke aaye hue sabhi samajhte hain na angrezi? You understand? Yes? Angrezi samajhte? So earlier we mentioned why Krishna had to lift this hill for 7 days and 7 nights. He was holding it. He was holding it on the top of his little finger. In Hindi we call Bayat Kakhel. Krishna did not use his right hand. Krishna did not use his both hands. Krishna did not use his right hand. Krishna used only left hand. So when some work that does not take much endeavor, then you just do it with your left hand, you know, push or lift something. When something very heavy has to be lifted or handled, then you need to use both hands, or especially right hand. So Lord has used only left hand to prove that for him this was no big endeavor to lift big hill. And he did not keep it on the hand like that, but he's holding it like this. What does that mean? That also means very easy for Lord. He's just holding it on a... Maybe that was not even resting on the little finger, but just a nail here. I mean, I was just holding it on the nail, top of the nail. Kanishtika. So he was smiling and joking and looking at gopis. Which one time Balaramji noticed, and then he tried to hide this fact that he was looking at gopis. But others were thinking maybe,
you know, this is just little boy.
You may get tired after some time and the whole Govardhan will come down, will be all crushed. So they were also using their sticks. They were coward boys, so they all had sticks. So they were also trying to support, give support, which wasn't in fact necessary. So for 7 days and seven nights, Krishna gave full protection to all the residents of Braj, proving that he is superior even to the king of heaven, king of all the demigods. He has proven that. He also proves how, under all circumstances, Krishna is prepared to protect his devotees. This kind of guarantee has been given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and this is the proof how Lord Krishna protects all surrendered souls. So, Indra tried his best, but he was defeated. Then he stopped this rainfall. Everything was back to normal. And Krishna gradually kept the hills back in its original position. And things were going on, herding of the cows and other Braj affairs went on normally. And then one day, after a few days after lifting Govardhan Hill, Indra, he was looking for opportunity to approach his master. He realized that this little boy, bluish boy, whom all the Brajabasis call Krishna, is not ordinary person, but his supreme personality of Godhead, his boss, Indra's boss. So he realized that. So he wanted to come and beg his pardon and offer prayers. So he caught hold of Krishna here at this point, and this point right here. When he came, he was riding on his own vehicle, like our Kapoorji has come in Maruti, or he has something else, Padmini, or Matador. Well, some of our BYS members have come in Matador. But Indra, he rides on a special elephant, the white elephant called Airavat. And along with him, he also brought one cow. She was all the way from Golok Vrindavan. Surabhi cow. So he came with Surabhi cow and Airavat, the elephant. So here, Indra arranged Abhishek, bathing ceremony of Lord Krishna, just to pacify and to please the Lord. Indra arranged this Abhishek, a nice fresh cow's milk. Instead of buying milk from Lohi Bazaar or some town around, he brought the cow, and the milk was coming directly from the breasts of cow. What do you call? Udder. Well, the whole...
individual parts of teeth.
Teeth?
Teeth.
Ticks.
T-E-T-S.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. So that bathing took place here. So this water here is all milk of Surabhi cow. Occasionally this water turns white and it doesn't taste like a water anymore. It tastes like a water. It tastes like a milk. This happens also. You have to stay here all year long and witness this fact. Now when Airavat comes, in his trunk he brings water from heaven, from Alakananda. The Ganga that flows in heaven is Alakananda. Ganga flows in heaven and is middle planetary system and also lower planetary systems. So he brought some Ganga Jal. So earlier we mentioned how that Manasi Ganga, Krishna arranged for Ganga to come there so that all Brajabasis could take holy dip. So another understanding is this Airavat, he brought water of Ganga from heavenly planet and did another Abhishek. The cow's milk, Surbhi cow's milk was used for Abhishek here, and at Manasi Ganga point, the water that Airavat was carrying in its trunk was used for Abhishek at that point. Yesterday at Radhakund, we were sitting at one baithak, one sitting place, that was Madhendrapuri Baithak. This is also one place where Madhendrapuri, one time he was sitting, he used to go circumambulating Govardhan Hill. So one day he did Govardhan Parikrama, he took bath in this kund, Govind kund, and under one of these trees on the bank of the kund, he was taking some vishram. What is vishram?
Rest.
He was taking a little rest, this vishram ghat. So while he was resting, one boy comes, very beautiful boy, very nicely dressed, bluish boy with a peacock and his flute and pitamber, golden clothes, yellowish clothes. And he was carrying a little pot. So he delivered that pot. There was a milk in the pot. He gave that to Madhendra Puri. Madhendra Puri being Paramahans, he would not go around begging. Whatever came naturally, he would accept that. Yadracha lavasantusto, like Krishna says, Yadracha lavasantusto, dvandvatito vimatsaraha. That was the consciousness, attitude, ayachak vratti, it's called ayachak. He would not beg, no begging. Whatever comes, he would be happy with that. So that day, nothing had come all day, no one had offered anything for him to eat. So this boy, he knew he was an ordinary boy, that my devotee is fasting all day. So when Madhvendra Puri, how did he know that I didn't eat all day, that now you have brought me milk? And this boy replied that no one goes hungry in my village. So I want to make sure no one goes hungry in my village. So that little dialogue comes to an end, and the little boy leaves his pot milk behind, and he goes away, and he says, I will come back to take the pot away. You wait. So Madhvendra Puri had nice milk prasadam. Directly delivered by the Lord Krishna. And after milk prasad, he was waiting for this boy to come back. He thought he would come any minute. He was anxious, just thinking all the time, this boy will come, I will meet him again. Such a nice, sweet, beautiful boy. He's contemplating like that.
So the boy never, boy didn't return, and it was late in the night. So Madhvendra Puri, while he was thinking of the beauty of this boy, and he was expecting this boy to return, he's sleeping now. He's dozing and, you know, half asleep. And that time the boy comes. Boy appears in the dream of Madhvendra Puri. And he's informing, he said, I was waiting for you for a long, long time, for hundreds of years. Now my personal form, the deity form, is nearby in a forest. My earlier worshippers, they have hidden me there because of the threat of the Muslims. So please come along. I will show you where I'm lying in the ground, underground. So Madhvendra Puri in the dream, he follows this little boy and takes him to the spot. So like this, then now the dream is over, he gets up. And the next morning he goes to a nearby village, I think Anyur, there's a village called Anyur. And he gathers all the villagers, says, please come along, please help me, let's go. Get some different things to do the digging. And so they go to the spot and they do some digging, take the dirt, remove it. And they were surprised to see beautiful deity inside there. So they all collectively lifted the deity and washed it, made nice dresses, and arranged a big, big feast by the local residents. And Madhvendra Puri made an offering to this deity. It was a big Annakut like festival, big festival. And that was, so you see two temples on the hilltop as we walk after we have already maybe seen earlier. Did you see two temples? Two little structures on the hill? Yes or no?
Yes.
Where are you? Don't look back, you. So he installed the deities and it was a grand festival. It was a big affair. And Lord was very pleased with Madhvendra Puri. So this deity was installed originally by Vajranav. Now I don't have to say each time great grandson of Krishna. I said it enough times. When I say Vajranav, you should know who this personality is. So Vajranav had installed this deity. Then yesterday we went over the story how this Gopal deity appeared in the dream and asked Madhvendra Puri to go to Orissa and bring some sandalwood so that the sandalwood could be applied to his body so that there's a cooling effect, because he was underground and he was feeling very, very hot. So that is what Madhvendra Puri does. He goes and then he stays. He was in another dream asked to apply the same sandalwood on the body of Gopinath. Near here, this is a center of so many pastimes. Govardhan. This Govardhan was very dear to Krishna for another reason. Govardhan is very dear to Krishna because Govardhan provides lots of grass, green grass for Krishna's cows. Krishna likes the cows,
his cows are taking lots of green grass, and that is keeping everyone in a very healthy condition. Cow's milk is good for brain. It's called liquid religion, something like that. Religion in the form of liquid. So when you are taking cow's milk, you are taking in religion. And then many places to play around. So, and also rasa dance pastimes. There are rasa mandals, areas where Krishna had rasa leelas. So that way this Govardhan is very dear to Krishna. So this Giriraj, called Giri. Giri means what? What's the meaning of Giri? Hill. Raj, king. Giriraj means king of hills, king of mountains. The Ganga is the topmost river. Giriraj, Govardhan, is the topmost hill, the best of all the hills. And this represents Krishna himself. So when Krishna stopped, don't worship Indra. But then he did not say, worship me. Then he said, worship this Govardhan hill. He said, this Govardhan is as good as. You worship Govardhan. So, this hill is very dear. And we heard yesterday from Narayan Maharaj that this hill is also very kind. Anyone who circumambulates his Govardhan hill, all his wishes would be fulfilled. Material or spiritual. So we better control our desires today. Desire something spiritual. Krishna prema pradayate. We have Mahaprabhu with us. We are traveling with Mahaprabhu. Who better beg his Govardhan hill? Offer our obeisances again and again. Shatavratti bande. Shata avratti. Avratti means repetition. Shata means hundreds and hundreds of times we want to offer our obeisances at the feet of Govardhan hill. And that Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he would offer 3,000 obeisances. While going around Govardhan, he would offer 3,000 obeisances in how many days? In one day he would offer these many obeisances. To the Vaishnavas, to the hill, that was his mood. He is no pride, always bowing down. Pranad api sunicheena. Sunicheena. Niche means down, low. Sunicheena is the meaning of su. Su means very much down, very much low. Sunicheena. So, this is the time to get rid of our pride. We have been proud enough time, too much time. Now is the time to humble down, bow down. Then we'll get something. This is a principle also. If you want to get something, you have to bow down. Otherwise you don't get it. The example is given, if you're going to burn a stick, if you hold a incense stick like that, you won't be able to burn it and use it in service of the Lord. You have to turn it Then you can burn the incense stick and use it in service of the Lord. So, more lower position we take, more spiritually benefited we would be. As the simple law works, that the energy or the flow of water or even electricity flows from high potential point to the low potential point. So if we keep at lower level, lower point, then all energy, all spiritual blessings, benedictions, boons, knowledge, realization, enlightenment, light will flow in our direction. But if we try to stand tall and erect in front of all these deities and Vaishnavas and Govardhan with great pride, then nothing will enter our heart and we will never change. So the mood of standing before deities like that. Just, you didn't look at me. So, do you see some people standing like that? Yes? They come in front of the deity and, who are you? Who do you think you are? So that mood. Our mood should be, I'm just nobody. And that is a fact, we are nobody. But we think we are somebody. We are big buddies. So that is mistake on our part. So, to take humble attitude and then we'll be greatly benefited.
Anitai Gaur Premanande Hare Ram
Hare
Anitai Gaur Premanande Anitai Gaur Premanande
Sri Sri Anitai Gaur Sundar Ki
Jai. Name of this Khand is Apsara Khand. And this is very close to the southernmost point of Giri Govardhan. Around here is also a village called Poonchari, Poonchari Ka Lota. This refers to the tail end. And then there's one devotee, a friend of Lord Krishna. He's also sitting here waiting for Lord Krishna to return. Very soon we'll go to that point and take darshan of friend of Lord Krishna. So after Indra did the bathing abhishek ceremony at Govinda Khand, along with him many apsaras, the dancing girls and Gandharvas, the singers, they also had come. So they had some celebration here, some joyous occasion at this point, this place. Hence it is known as Apsara Khand. So offer your obeisances and take water. Near here is also a place. You're all hearing, you're all listening. Do you really care? Otherwise, yes? Some people are 3 miles away from me. Well, they have special hearing power. So near here is also Raghav Pandit's cave. You know Raghav Pandit from Chaitanya Leela? And he used to, his wife used to cook nicely. Raghaver Jhola, Raghaver Jholi.
क्या है बंगाल के भक्त क्या है जानते हैं? और पूछ रहे क्या So he used to carry lots of nice preparations from his hometown to Jagannath Puri, Raghav Pandit. So he spent time in this part of Govardhan. His cave is supposed to be near here also. Huh? Cave?
Yes.
So Banke Bihari Mataji, she has visited the cave of Raghav Pandit, and it is in this direction. When I speak, not only you hear, but you have to see, then you understand everything. Some things I don't say, but I say it with the hands, or with the face, or with the mouth, with the eyes, with the, you know. The speaking, anyway, I'll talk about that. So, it is this way. So, let's go to meet now friend of Lord Krishna, who also assisted Krishna in, he thought he was assisting Krishna, keeping Govardhan up in the air. So let's go. You want to meet Krishna, Krishna's friend?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. So, you must listen to this story. Anyone listening? दिल्ली के लोग सुनना चाहते हैं? आपने तो सुन भी लिया। So this is a big devotee, big friend of Lord Krishna. He's also big in size. You could look at his size. The reason is sometimes Krishna used to give. He would leave some butter in his custard and he would ask, yes, distribute this to other friends. Since I'm distributing it to others, he would eat most of it. As a result, he was very strong. So when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, this friend of Krishna is using all his strength which he had gained by eating butter. So now I'm going to use my strength to lift the Govardhan. So while towards the end, at some point, there are two parts. This devotee, friend of Krishna, used to think, actually it's not Krishna who is holding the Govardhan. It is me, I am holding it. He had a big stick, he was a big-bodied person. He said, look, Krishna is much smaller and I'm stronger, I have big stick also. It is me who is holding. So they were also proposing to Krishna, now it was time to keep the hill back in its original position. So all the friends were proposing, Lakha, he was also proposing. Now you first of all, you are smaller in size, you first leave, we'll hold the Govardhan. And so Krishna, he gave half of the weight. And he was carrying half. From there he came like a little down and others were trying to hold it. And they really started screaming, no, we can't hold this, please help. No, you are the one who is holding, not us. So that is how they realized their illusion was smashed. They were thinking, yes, we are holding it. But then Krishna, okay, you hold it. So he let them hold it and then they all started screaming and so this friend of Krishna, one of the dear friends, is waiting here because it is in this Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Guru Maharaj, from somewhere he found this reference. He says that Krishna had gone to Mathura informing this friend that I'm coming, so this friend is waiting here. for Lord Krishna to return. And also, this person takes a note of everyone doing parikrama. So everyone has to come and kind of do registration, inform him, yes, I did. Please inform your friend Krishna that I also did Vrajamandapanam Gaurajan parikrama. So please let this friend of Krishna know that you came. So this is a registration point. You may not register with us because it costs $100. So at least register with this friend of Krishna and give this friend something. Few paisas. He told a story and he brought us to this temple. He owns this temple of friend of Krishna. Latha Baba, Latha. Mushrika Lotha. Because of his size, Lotha. Big. I'll say it's a big stick. You see that stick?
छोटा धरा हुआ है बगल में गाय चराने जाते थे छोटा उधर धरा हुआ है जो
उसको उठा के दिखा दो
ना इसको नहीं उठा सकते हैं
नहीं
इसको तो वही उठाते हैं हमारे क्या बस का है
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Parikrama Bhakta Vrinda ki
Jai.
The smallest parikrama padyatra is Vishwambhar. Did he walk the entire distance today? He walked all the way today. And not only today, he is walking since Krishna Balaram temple. All the way. I know some of you big-bodied persons are not able to manage doing that, but he is. And he's leading kirtans and one of the most enthusiastic padyatri we have. How long he will go on? Forever? 1 month. Okay. So, it is 1 week since we are on the road. Are you calculating, counting days? Are you lost the track? What day is today?
Saturday.
So you are still in this world. Big watches. Eighth day?
Yeah.
14th. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Eighth and I counted 9. Today is 8th. Okay, today is 8th day. And also we did 8th day is Govardhan Parikrama. Those who made thus far, I could safely say that they will make it all the way.
Haribo!
Taking this as a blessing? That means preliminary test you have passed. For us, those who are doing this year after year, it is also becoming easier. Similarly, those who are doing this day after day after day, it will be easier only. We have bright future. This is Uddhav Kund. Tomorrow we'll go to a place on the bank of Kusum Sarovar. We'll talk more there about Uddhava. In this area, between here and Kusum Sarovar, all the grass, all the creeper, that's all Uddhava. Uddhava is staying in this area to get the dust from the lotus feet of the gopis. Gopis come to this area to pick up flowers. Kusum Sarovar. Kusum means flower. Kusum is flowers. Sarovar is like a kund, another term, another name for kund is sarovar. So Kusum Kund, Kusum Sarovar, meaning the same thing. So on the bank of this Kusum Sarovar, there is lots of beautiful flowers. On the way to Radha Kund, Radha and gopis are picking up flowers. So Uddhava hopes to get some dust from their feet. So he is residing in this area. He was instructed to go stay in Badrikashram by the Lord. So he stays there to give association to the devotees, to people. And he comes here, or he's residing here, to take association. He takes here, and then at Badrikashram he is giving out, giving association. Something similar we also do. We come to Vrindavan to take association. And then we go all over the world to give association. We follow the similar formula. Near Nandagram, there's another place called Uddha Baitak. What is Baitak? Sitting place. So Uddha sat there. He had come with a message. Now there's some talk that he also met, Uddhava also met gopis here, Radha here. But last time Narayan Maharaj walked with us, did a couple of days parikrama with us. He told us that place near Nandagram is a place where he met gopis and Radhika. As a messenger of Krishna, Buddha was sent from Dwarka by Lord Krishna. Giving message was one reason that why he was sent there. There was another reason why Krishna had sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. What is that reason? Yes.
Yeah.
to learn devotion from the gopis. Uddhava was a big scholar and a learned person. But they lack, a lot of times they lack spontaneity, spontaneous natural attraction for Krishna. So the topmost devotees of Krishna are gopis. Ramya kachidupasana vadhuvargi naya kalpita. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying gopis, and their worship he considers the topmost. So amongst the devotees of the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj is kind of considered the leader of the devotees. But then the five Pandavas, those who associate with Krishna, they are considered superior. Superior even to Prahlad Maharaj. Superior to the five Pandavas is this Uddhava, who is very closely connected with the Lord. And sometimes even Lord consults in certain matters. Lord consults Uddhava. But even superior to Uddhava are the gopis of Vrindavan. Because Krishna sent Uddhava to learn devotion from the gopis. And amongst the gopis, the leader of the gopi is Srimati Radharani. And then Krishna comes. Combination of Radha and Krishna, and he takes the role of a devotee, and that role is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the height of devotion, and as a topmost devotee. When Lord personally plays the role of a devotee, that role must be the topmost. Any role that Lord takes upon, he becomes a devotee, or he's a friend, he's a husband, he's a son. Krishna as a Damodar, as a son of Nanda and Yashoda, that role is the best role. And when he's becoming husband of queens of Dwarka, that is a top. There's no husband like Krishna. There's no friend like Krishna. There's no devotee like Krishna when he takes up the role of a devotee. The Lord takes different roles also. So, amongst the devotees, Radha is also Krishna. Radha is Krishna. Krishna becomes Radha. Non-different. Alhadani, potency of the Lord. Lord thinks that everyone is approaching me. Everyone is looking up to me, trying to get something out of me, but then who would I look up to? He would like to look up to Radha. Radha is source. So that's the position of Radha, but then Krishna takes that position. So everyone can learn devotion from gopis. If Uddhava has to learn, then everyone could also learn. If Uddhava, being very close to Krishna, even he was lacking devotion. His devotion was less compared to the devotion of gopis. So, Uddhava comes to learn devotion from gopis, so we could also learn devotion from gopis. So Uddhava is residing here to take the dust, and while traveling all over Braj, we should also willingly take upon our heads some Braj Raj, some sacred dust of Vrindavan. Smell some dust. Let dust enter our system and purify us. It's good for us. And the cows in big number are returning to Nandagram. Evening time, sandhya call. Then the residents of Vrindavan, they would see the whole cloud like a dust raised from the hooves of the cows. They used to say, yes, yes, now that means Krishna is coming. That was indication Krishna is coming. So that dust of Vrindavan, very sacred, very purifying. So Uddhava is begging for that dust, and he's residing here in the form of creepers so that he could get lots of dust. So we should also, if we haven't taken any dust in a formal way on our head, this place for sure we should take some dust. Somebody the first one to do it. Connie, you still are in Germany? Take some dust. Make sure it reaches your hair, yeah. Some hair, so it may just fall off.
There's no dust around here. Some bricks. That's also dust. Oh wow.
Could eat some dust. Carry some dust with you. I took. I cannot eat 1 kilo of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took dust one time. His mother chastised him. Well, that was for another reason. So, Madhvendra Puri was taking another pot. The kheer that he had received was kept in a clay pot. Gopinath had stolen kheer. So Madhvendra Puri was preserving that pot, clay pot, and every day he would eat little piece. He finished the kheer, and then he was keeping the pot. And every day, he had a broken pot, he broke it. And one piece he would eat every day. He considered that clay pot all spiritual, all sacred. So he was eating the pot every day. Small pieces of pot. Oh well. So this is Uddhava's place. Kusum Sarovar is just across. Maybe you are seeing some structure there?
Yes.
See that building, little tall? I think that's part of Kusum Sarovar. Very beautiful with nice clean water. And it's Gandhi Fort is allowed to have their sports. Sporting spirit is allowed there.
On the bank, the Maharaj, Kusum Sarovar was written, Kusum was a friend of Radharani. On the board it's written.
Kusum is a flower. So, there's no more Govardhan. One time there was a hill here, naturally. All the way to Radhakund, which is closed now. Radhakund is very close. It's all hill here now, sinking. And Krishna would come from Nandagram here with the cows, friends, dancing with the gopis or playing with the friends, and a lot of fun in this area, so many peacocks and nice green grass and beautiful scenic area, Govardhan. One of his friends also was Madhu Mangal. They would come. We heard about one friend, other end. What was his name?
Lota.
So he had another friend called Madhu Mangal. He was also a famous friend. Famous for what? Make it. Bagala Bajai. He used to do that and say, Haribo, Haribo! He would do that. In the middle of taking lunch, he would do that. Called Bagala Bajai. Bagal means side. Bajai means making some sound. In the middle of his, everyone is sitting in the rows, and he would do that. Get everyone's attention and say, Haribo, you! That's very funny. That's a very funny friend of Krishna. He would eat lots of laddus. And sometimes he would say to Krishna, you give me laddus. And he said, I can bless you. I'm a son of a Brahmin. I'm a son of Brahmin. I want to bless you. If you give laddus, I'll bless you. And what was a blessing? He would bless. What kind of blessing would he offer? Anyone knows? Yeah, you will get Radha, or your affairs with Radha will go on nicely. And I bless you. He'll never get angry with you or never leave you, and you'll be able to meet her hidingly and all. So, I'm a son of a Brahmin, and he was a son of a Brahmin. You're a son of... Huh? Sandipani Muni. You're a son of Sandipani Muni. See, he was in fact son of Krishna's spiritual master. So he had come along with his grandmother, Purnamasi. Purnamasi was grandmother of Madhu Mangal. She was mother of Sandipani Muni. So Sandipani Muni's mother and Sandipani Muni's son, they came to Vrindavan to associate with Krishna, take part in Krishna Leela. Otherwise they were from Ujjain. Avantipur, is that another name? Avantipur was another name of Ujjain, place where Sandipani Muni's ashram, that's where Krishna and Balaram was. They were studying, and Sudama also studying there. So that Sandipani Muni's mother and son, they came here. So Sana was taking part in, he was like one of the cowherd boys playing with Krishna and eating laddus and entertaining everyone. And this Purnamasi is also very special person, playing major role in Krishna's pastimes. She plays like incarnation of Yoga Maya, and she's making all sorts of arrangements so that Radha and Krishna, they are able to meet. Like at Suryakund. Suryakund is north of Radhakund. Other day we were told it is kind of east, but it's not east, it's north of Radhakund. So Radha would go there and Krishna would come as a priest and he's chanting some mantras and all that show. So all these arrangements of meeting of Radha Krishna or Gopi Krishna, manjaris and sakhis, unlimited pastimes, all variety. There is no stereotype, every day the same old story, same old circumstances. Every day, all changing scenes and changing backdrops and changing, whole thing changing. All so many permutations and combinations, and all pleasing every day. So this is the job of this Purnamasi. She was playing that role in Krishna's pastimes.
Sunny second of the tenth. Radhakund.
Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshurum Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapidanina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadachar Sri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We'll read a few statements from Srimad. Okay. In the Mahabharata Udyam Parva, it is warned that things which are inconceivable should not be subjected to arguments. Actually, the transactions of the spiritual world are inconceivable to us in our present state of life. This picked up. It's just one, two small paragraphs. As we are, a lot of times, inconceivable topics do come up and try to argue and try to understand. Because we are neophytes and we're trying to understand things of very exalted nature. And we are not perceiving them, seeing them as they are. They are inconceivable to us. Sometimes two different Prabhus get into fight over something that is inconceivable to both of them. So advice is given here, warning has been given here, that things which are inconceivable should not be subjected to arguments. they should be just accepted as a truth. The other day, Narayan Maharaj was talking about something that was even inconceivable to some Goswamis, six Goswamis. One of the Goswami made a statement about how he was describing the beautiful hair of Radha and the braid, the braiding, and he was comparing that with the nagins, the snake, interwoven like a different snakes together. So one of the six Goswami, how is that possible? This is, why is, I don't know the name, so I just had to say this Goswami, that Goswami. Huh? Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Rupa Goswami? So Sanatana Goswami was wondering how come Rupa Goswami could make such a statement. And because it was inconceivable to him, the snake and the hair of Radha and the braid of Radha, how why is this, he is making this connection. So soon after this understanding, some argument took place. Sanatana Goswami saw in one of the pleasure groves of Radhakund that there's a swing festival going on. Radha is sitting on the throne, swinging throne, and so many sakhis are assisting Radha in her swing festival that has time. So Sanatana Goswami, this whole pastime was revealed unto him. Sanatana Goswami, he sees in one of the pleasure groves of Radha Kund, this whole thing, Radha and the sakhis and the swing festival. And he also saw just about the head of Srimati Radharani from the back, some snake making a movement. So just a brief disclosure, just briefly, things were shown, this vision was arranged so that Sanatana Goswami would be free from such a doubt. He would not doubt the statement of Rupa Goswami. So from that time onwards, they stopped doubting the statement of, especially of Rupa Goswami. So advice was given, or the conclusion is, when sadhu shastra acharyas make some statements, just because we do not realize, understand, perceive it, that doesn't mean that is not the fact. So it is better to wait and see, not try to see and realize quickly on the spot, but wait and see.